نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us amongst the best of creation. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created us in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with iman. May Allah keep us in this world with iman. May Allah take us from this world with iman. And may Allah raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. My dear respected elders and brothers, what is iman? My dear brothers, iman is to believe in something that we cannot see. Iman is to believe in something that we cannot see. This eyes of ours has got three sicknesses. I got three sicknesses. What it sees, it believes. What it sees, it believes. Secondly, what it sees, it believes it's got power, it's got strength. And thirdly, what it sees, it believes that it has got benefit and harm in it. What are the sicknesses? What it sees, it believes that. What it sees, it believes it has got power in it. And thirdly, what it sees, it believes it can benefit or harm. This eye got that sickness. For example, we all can see the clouds, isn't it? We believe that there is clouds. And then we believe that the clouds can give us rain. And then we believe that the rain can benefit or harm us. Isn't it? All of us look at the cow. We believe that there is cow. And then we believe that the cow has got power to give milk. And then the eye says that milk can benefit us or harm us. Like that, when Allah Ta'ala asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, "O Musa, what you've got in your hand?" See what he said? "I got a stick." The eye saw stick. Then he said, "The stick can do this, and can do this, and can do this." Allah was not teaching Musa alayhi salam. Allah was teaching us that, "O Musa alayhi salam, you think that stick can give you benefit. Throw that stick down." And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam threw the stick down. And the stick then became a snake. So Allah was teaching us that the stick cannot give benefit and harm. If I want, it can give benefit. If I want, it can give harm. So my dear brothers, the eye sees something else. And iman demands that we don't believe that. We believe in the unseen. What we cannot see, we must believe in that. That is why in the madrasa we are first taught with the kalimas. And one of the kalimas we are taught, "Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala wal ba'si ba'd al maut." We believe in Allah. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot see Allah. So, where is Allah? How do we know there is an Allah? Then, my dear brothers, we look at the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. Somebody was asked, "Show me Allah. Where is Allah?" So this person said, "What do you think about a huge ship?" In those days, in the early days, The ship, the people had to control it. So it's not like now we use all the gadgets, technology. So he says there's a huge ship with a lot of goods in it and people. I mean, no people, goods in it. And it's moving on its own in the ocean. Moving from one place to another on its own. So this person said, cannot be, it's impossible. How can that ship move on its own? Ji, how can that ship move on its own? They said, you can't believe a ship can move on its own, but you can believe this entire world is moving on its own. There is a being, there is a creator who is moving this entire world. The sun is moving with the command of Allah. The sun is setting with the command of Allah. The winds are blowing with the command of Allah. The rain is falling with the command of Allah. The earth is producing with the command of Allah. The moon is coming out with the command of Allah. The moon is shining with the command of Allah. All these things that we are seeing is moving with the command of Allah. Allah is controlling it. Another elder was asked, pious person was asked, show me Allah. We can't see Allah. Show me Allah. So he said, if you go in the forest and you see prints of animals, footprints of animals on the ground, you see footprints of animals on the ground. You didn't see the animal, what you'll say? Hey, one dog walked here. Hey, one lion walked here. Hey, one donkey walked here. You saw only what? The footprints only. So similarly, all these things that you are seeing, who made it? There's a creator who made it, and that is Allah. So my dear respected elders, we have to believe in Allah, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, our provider. Allah does everything. Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything. Allah is independent. Allah is not in need of us. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah created the things and Allah has created the qualities in it also. Allah created the sun and Allah has created the quality of heat in the sun also. The sun cannot create heat on its own. Allah, the sun is dependent on the command of Allah. If Allah gives it the command, then the sun can produce that heat. The fire, Allah created it. And the quality of burning is also created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah commands that fire, then that fire will burn. If Allah does not command the fire to burn, the fire won't burn. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was thrown into the fire. See, the fire did not burn him. That's why Allah took away the quality of burning. Allah took the quality of burning from the fire and told the fire to become cool and calm for Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. See? So Allah is the doer of everything, man. You cannot see Allah, but Allah is behind every creation of Allah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Iman. And we have to also believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created malaika, angels. We cannot see these angels. Allah's great, biggest angel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, in his original form, when his head is in the heavens, his feet is on the floor. When he opens up only one cent of his wings, the entire world is covered. So who created? Allah created these angels. But Allah is not in need of the angels too. Allah is not in need of the angels. Without the angels, Allah can do everything. Allah has created angels for His worship. Allah has created angels for His work. Whatever His responsibilities, they are given, they fulfill that. And they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah created the angels? Ulama Ikram explained, this light here, if the power came directly from the powerhouse, direct, without going to substations, what will happen to that light? Will be able to survive. Destroyed. Because you can't take that power direct. So we, the creation of Allah, cannot take His command direct. If Allah commands, comes direct to us, body and the creation in the world cannot take the command of Allah direct. So Allah created the angels, the command is given to the angels, and the angels fulfill it. Some angels are in charge of food, some angels are in charge of the water, some angels are in charge of different things. And there are two angels that sit with us every day. What are the angels? Kiram and Katibin. Who write down everything that we do, all the good and the bad. So when I was a little boy, I should think how big the books must be that they write these things down. How big? The books. That they write everything down that we do. But today to understand is very easy. What do you call that thing? Chip. In the phone. In the computer, what do you call it? How big is the chip? But what it got inside? What that small chip got inside? Information and information and information, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala, who created that person, who created that chip, Allah Ta'ala can't on the day of Qiyamah take one chip and show us what we've done in our life. So our recording, the Kiram and Katibin are recording all those things that we are doing. We cannot see it, we have to believe it. This is Iman. This is Iman. Then Allah Ta'ala created, or Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent down books, revelation. We cannot see this. The revelation coming down to the different prophets. And finally, Allah sent down the revelation, the Quran, to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We did not see this, but we have to believe in it. That Allah sent down this Quran, like Dr. Saab mentioned yesterday, that these are the words of Allah, Kalamullah. Allah is talking to us directly. We have to believe in it. This is Iman. Then we have to believe that Allah sent down prophets. Over 124,000 prophets. Different prophets came down. We did not see it, but we have to believe it. Finally, Allah sent down Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the final prophet. Khatam al-Nabiyyin. We'll believe in all the prophets, but we'll only follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came and completed the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Dr. Saab mentioned yesterday, this is a favor Allah gave this ummah. He completed this deen. Now there is nothing to add and nothing to subtract. We have to just follow every sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, I wish I could see my brothers. So Sahaba, he said, Basharat, glad tidings to my brothers, something to that effect. So Sahaba ikram, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are not your brothers. He says, no, you are my companions. Those who did not see me and believed in me, they are my brothers. So we are the brothers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we have believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only to believe in him, we have to follow him, make ittiba of him. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more valuable than the entire world and whatever it contains. See, there was one student, his ustad told him, that one sunnah, one hadith is more valuable than the whole world and whatever it contains. So his shoe broke. So he went to the shoemaker and told the shoemaker, fix my shoes, I'll teach you one hadith. The shoemaker said, get out from here, nonsense, what are you troubling me for? What are you troubling me for? I must fix your shoes and you teach me one hadith. I need money. Yeah. So he came back and he told his ustad, ustad, you told that one hadith is more valuable than the entire world and whatever it contains. But yeah, when I told the shoemaker this, he chased me away. So the ustad went in his room and brought one stone. And told him, now take this stone and go to the marketplace. And tell the ladies who are selling vegetables there that give you some vegetables, you'll give them the stone. See? Give me some vegetables, I'll give you the stone. So he went to one lady, the lady chased him away. Second lady, third lady, fourth lady. Fourth lady said, oh, looks like this person is very, very poor. Let me give him something, but she didn't take the stone. Came back and he gave the kalbuzari to the ustad. So the ustad told him, now take the stone and go to the jeweler. He took the stone and he went to the jeweler. The jeweler said, no, I can't give you the money for this. This stone is too valuable. It was the diamond which was not cleaned. Diamond which was not cleaned. He said, no, I can't give you the money for this here. You have to go to the king for this. So my dear brothers, like that. Today we don't understand the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is more valuable than the whole world and whatever it contains. We were reading the other day in the kitab and we heard it from the ulama ikram. All of us say, always is, hey, I'm owing people money. I'm owing. Only this. I'm in debt. But it is said when you wash your hands before eating, and you wash your hands after eating, this great sunnat, to wash your hands before eating and not drying them, and after eating and not drying them, if you follow the sunnat, inshallah, Allah will make you pay off your debts. Sunnat. It's more valuable than the entire world and whatever it contains. So we follow. We didn't see Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we follow his sunnah. This is iman. Then, my dear brothers, the day is going to come when this entire world will be destroyed. One morning we'll get up, the businessman will get up and he'll move towards his business. The professional will get up and move to his job. The student will get up and go to his studies. The mothers will wake up and prepare things at home. The farmer will go to his farm. The farm workers will go to the farms. Everybody will move in different directions. And suddenly there will be a noise. Such a noise, that soon that it will start piercing the ears. And the mountains will start flying like cotton wool. The sky will fall. And everybody will be destroyed and every creation of Allah will be destroyed. The day is going to come. That is the last day, we have to believe in it. We didn't see it, we have to believe in it. This is iman. And every good and bad condition comes from Allah. Who is the creator of it? Allah. No good and bad condition comes from anything. No benefit and no harm comes from anything. All comes from where? Allah. Understand, my dear brothers? Sickness is from Allah. Cure is from Allah. Life is from Allah. Death is from Allah. Poverty is from Allah. Richness is from Allah. My dear brothers, Allah is the doer of things. Whatever conditions we are in, difficult conditions or easy conditions, this is from Allah. The one who makes us laugh is Allah. The one who makes us cry is who? Allah. See, you find in the farms or you find in the rural areas, you find a person working very, very hard, but he's laughing. See? And joking. The person next to him, they're laughing and joking like, hey, Huh? They got no worry, no problem. Working so hard, but who's making them laugh? Allah. On the other hand, you find a person sitting in an air-conditioned room. Beautiful food there. See? Beautiful things inside the room. But tears are coming out from his eyes. Who's making him cry? The things around you don't give you benefit. The things around you don't give you harm. Who is the doer? Allah. So good and bad conditions come from Allah. To believe in this, this is iman. And to believe that there is life after death. After we die, there is another life. The real life is after death. This life is temporary. It will come to an end. How short is this life? Ulama Ikram explain that if a person lives for 100 years in this world, and if he compares this 100 years with one day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, that is 1,000 years. One day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, how long? 1,000 years, minimum. If you compare it, then he lived in this world for only 2.5 minutes. How long? 2.5. Others say that every Muslim child when he's born, azan is given and iqama is given in his ears. Azan and iqama. Now the imam sahab, when the azan was given, then the iqama, the muazzin made the iqama. How long it took to imam sahab to make Allahu Akbar? See? 1 hour? Huh? 10 minutes? Few seconds only. Few seconds and imam sahab said, Allahu Akbar. See? Since our life in this world is few seconds. All of us are waiting for the imam to make our janazah salah. The salah of our janazah, our burial. Few seconds in this world. The real life is the year after death, life after death, when it will never come to an end. Abadan, abada. Forever and ever. And Allah has created two places. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, what is akhirat? What is your of life after death? He says, Jannat or Jahannam. What is this? Jannat or Jahannam. Either we will go into Jannat or we're going to go into Jahannam. What is Jannat, my dear brothers? We didn't see it, we have to believe in it. We did not see Jahannam, we have to believe in it. It's iman. See, one doctor was traveling in the plane and he met one alim next to him. So he's telling this alim, the doctor is telling the alim, why you all bluff the people, man? That there is Jannat and Jahannam and there is Qabr and grave and punishment in the grave and goodness in the grave. You saw it. You saw it. He says, no. So why are you bluffing the people then? So the Molisa told him, oh Malana, in the blood, what you got in your blood? No? When you go do testing of blood, they test what? There's iron, sugar, salt, this thing, that thing. They test all those things. So the Mawlana said, okay, if I cut my finger, can you give me 1 spoon sugar? Can you give me 1 spoon sugar? No, I can't do it. So then he said, I got sugar in my blood? He said, no, you can't see it here. You have to go in the laboratory. You have to go in the laboratory. When you go in the laboratory, we can show you there. So Mawlana said, same way. My Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the laboratory. Allah took him to the laboratory. Allah showed him Jannat and Jahannam. And Allah brought him back here and told us. Now if you want to see the Jannat and Jahannam, you have to go in the laboratory also. See? So my dear, Jannat and Jahannam is real. It's haq, it's truthful. And in Jannat, whatever our desires are, Allah will fulfill it. In this world, we control our desires. In this world, we follow the desire of Allah. What Allah desires, we follow that. And in Jannat, Allah will fulfill our desires. And in this world, if we follow our desires, then in Jahannam, we have to taste the punishment of Jahannam. Forever and ever. Whatever our desire is, Allah will grant it to us in Jannat. In this world, we cannot fulfill our desires. If somebody puts in front of us 10 plates of food, beautiful food we never saw before. See? Can we eat all one time? How much we can eat? Till the food reaches our throat. After that what? We'll start spewing. All that food will come out. See? We've got beautiful clothes in front of us. Different types of clothes. And we want to wear all one time. Can we wear it? We've got a beautiful house with 10 bedrooms. And we want to sleep in all bedrooms at one time. Can we do it? Our desires cannot be fulfilled. We got women in front of us. We can only fulfill a little bit of our desires. After that, katalila. How many? But in Jannat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba Ikram once, there is a palace in Jannat, and in that palace there are 70 rooms, red rooms, and in the 70 red rooms, in every room there is 70 green rooms. So how many rooms? 70 times 70? 4,900 rooms. So then he said, in every room there is a beautiful bed, and in every bed there is a beautiful woman. And in every day, in every room, there are 60 khadims, 60 servants who got food in their hands. Each one of them got 2 plates of food in their hands. See? And each food is different from the other food. Sahaba Ikram said, 4,900 times 120 is what? I can't calculate. That amount of food plus 4,900 women. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, the Sahaba said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will we eat all that food? And how will we fulfill all those women's desires? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but in one morning finish, you'll do everything. Hussain ibn Abu Isa uncle. Angel of Simeon. A person will be traveling in the ship in Jannat. Relaxed in the ship. On one of the rivers of Jannat, there are 4 rivers of Jannat. River of honey. Pure honey, not made from bees. Allah made it. Pure milk. Allah made that milk, not cows. Pure water. Allah Ta'ala created it. And wine. Not blow on a pooza. We take 1 step forward and 10 step back. Not that type of wine. Pure wine. In one of those rivers you'll be going with the ship, and suddenly from the river fish will come out. Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-jannati. Assalamu alaikum ya ahl al-jannati. Oh, assalamu alaikum, oh person of Jannah. Then one fish will come onto the ship, onto the table, and will ask, how you like to eat me? Fried, curried, how you want me? Tell it, desire it, and you can eat. And however you desire, it will come like that. You'll eat. After eating, the fish will become whole again, and then you'll make salam to your salamu alaikum. Jannat, my dear brothers, whatever your desire is, Allah will fulfill it. That is Jannat. Today we're running after this world. Who are one tomazan? We come and oh manje, finish all our money on her. One sheikh was going in the street, and one woman was getting, they were slave woman. They were selling her. So he said, I'll buy her for a small amount of money. Like say we can say 1 rand. Oh, the lady got very angry. You going to buy me for 1 rand? You got no respect for me. Come, let's go by my master. So he went to the master. So the master is asking, why did you say this? He says, why? If this lady don't comb her hair, what will happen? If she don't brush her teeth, what will happen? If you don't have bath, what will happen? So what she's worth? My dear brothers, all of us, if we got no iman, then we worthless. We've got no amal, iman and amal, we worthless. All the other creation of Allah are better than us. If we got no iman and amal. How come? The cow, it produces milk. It produces dung. What do you call it in Zulu? Oblongo. In Malawi? Chichewa, what do they call it? What do you call it? In Tobe. The Arabic, I don't know. Where's the ulama? The Urdu. So this thing here, what the Urdu ma kya kehte? Cow dung. Gobar. That too. You know we have agarbati, agarbati. You know agarbati? What do you say? Scent, the stick scent made from that gobar. Made from that. So that is also beneficial from the cow. That is beneficial. It produces milk, and when it's not producing milk, then they slaughter it. They use the skin, they use the bone, they use the meat. And we, what we produce? Diamonds from the nose, gold from the ears, silver from the eyes. What comes out from us? Only dirt. Dirt from the eyes, dirt from the ears, dirt from the nose, dirt from the mouth. Go to the toilet, eat one nice, beautiful apple, shine it up and eat it, and go to the toilet to get apple juice. See? What we produce? Only dirt. If we got no iman and amal, then we have dirt producing machines. If we got no iman and amal, what we have? Dirt producing machines. We can't benefit any creation of Allah. So my dear brothers, Allah has created Jannat and Allah has created Jahannam. Allah save us from Jahannam. Yes, ulama ikram say that you'll get 17 different types of punishment at one time in Jahannam. Chains round the neck, chains of fire on the feet, on the hands. We'll be beaten by the angels. We'll be crying for food for 500 years. Oh Allah, I'm hungry. Oh Allah, I'm hungry. Oh Allah, I'm hungry. After 500 years, one fruit will be given to us called zakum. We eat that fruit. Then we'll get stuck on our throat. Then we'll cry again, oh Allah, I'm thirsty. Oh Allah, I need water. Oh Allah, I need water. After 500 years, we'll be given water to drink. What water? Pus and blood. That when we bring it to the mouth, the lips will come and eat the stomach. The water won't go into... My dear, Allah save us from it. The fire is 70 times more powerful than the fire of this world. In Jahannam there is no life and death. We'll desire death, but death will not come. The skin will get burned, Allah will give again another skin. The skin will get burned, Allah will give another skin. And continues, abadan, abada, forever and ever. But now you say, what is it? We don't see all this in the world. There was one small fish. It was about to go and take the food. You know when the fisherman, he puts food in the bait, isn't it? He puts in the hook there, he puts food. So a small fish was going to catch that food. So the big fish told him, hey, there's a so the small, big fish say, hey, baso pa, watch it. Why? He says, when you take that, eat that food, there's a hook there. Then when you'll get hooked up, then that hook is connected to a string. And that string is connected to a stick. And that stick is connected, is held by one person. And that person got 10 fingers. He'll pull you out. Then throw you in a basket and he'll cover you up. Then he'll take you home. And he'll clean you, all your scales, he'll take it out. And then his wife will cut you into pieces. And then she'll make the oil hot for you. And then she'll put you in the oil. And then afterwards she'll take you out and put you on the table. Husband and wife and 2 children. 4 of them will sit down, each one got 10 fingers, and they will grab you, and then they're going to put you in the mouth, and they got 32 teeth, and they're going to chew you. What this person is talking, man? What this fish is talking? These old people here, they're only worried about themselves. They want the chows, so they don't tell us all the stories here. So let me go see in the fish ocean here. Let me go see. So he went and came back. Hey, these old people. Kuluma mata. Oh, go lootola. There's nothing here. They're just bluffing us. So he went in, took the food. What happened then? Exactly what the old man told him, old fish told him. My dear brothers, similarly, today the ulama are telling us about all these things. See, Allah put it in their hearts. It is the truth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and told us this is the truth. It's reality. It is reality. When we will see this? You see, when you take two stones or two mosquito wings and you cover your eyes, take the mosquito wings and cover your eyes, can you see a mountain? Huh? You can't see the mountain. Your eyes are blocked. But if you move that away from the eyes, what will happen? Then you can see the mountain. So similarly, today our eyes is blocked by this dunya, by this world. So we can't see the akhirat. When we will make effort on our iman, strengthen our iman, make our iman strong, then Allah will open up the akhirat the year after for us. Then we'll see the year after. That is why Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, they sacrificed this world for the akhirat because they saw akhirat in front of them. See, one person was walking down the street with a beautiful shawl. Very beautiful shawl, he was walking with it. And he had an old shoe with holes in it. So one person spat on his shoe. He took that shawl and he started wiping the shoe. Hey, Munt, he never answer, Baba. What you doing? Oh, beautiful shawl like that, you wiping the shoe? He said, when I ask, Baba. Los katul mina tengile. Lo mina tolile mahala. Lo mina tolile mahala. Lo mina tengile. Huh? I got this for free. The shoe I paid for it. So the value of the shoe was lot, but the value of the shawl wasn't there. Today, same thing, my dear. We make effort for dunya, so the cell phone get lost. What happened? Huh? Give me the cell phone. Hey. Hold. Then the wife come. Hey, you saw my cell phone. Hey, I don't know where I left my cell phone. Children, hey, when the boogie cell phone come in. Hey. Maybe I left it in the car. Run in the car. Open, so see the car. Huh? Then, why one cell phone? How much? 200 rand. Huh? So much fikr. Why? I paid for cell phone. Sahaba Ikram, when they missed one salah, not with jamaat, they didn't make salat with jamaat, then my dear brothers, they became more restless than that. They started crying. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, whole night he twisted and he turned, and twisted and he turned, and twisted and turned, until the morning came, and then he went to the Baytul Mal, the treasury, and told the treasury, I got a garden worth 200,000 dirhams. Take it away in compensation, in kafara for the loss of the one jamaat, salatul jamaat. Ji? They cried 3 days when they missed the first takbir of salah. They cried 7 days when they missed salatul jamaat. My dear brothers, when they missed one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they cried. Because the value of that was there, they made sacrifice for it. They gave their life for it. They gave their wealth for it. That is why, my dear brothers, the deen became valuable to them. They could sacrifice this the dunya, but they could not sacrifice this deen. Abdullah ibn Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu is caught by the king and he told him, renounce Islam, leave Islam. We will give you half the kingdom and we'll give you my daughter in marriage. He said, oh king, not even for a blink of an eye. I close my eye and open it. For that amount of time too, I will not leave Islam. He said, we'll kill you. He said, do what you want to do. In front of him, they put two of his friends into the hot water. They're taking him now to go and put him inside. He's crying. The thought, oh, now he wants to leave Islam. He comes in front of the king again. He tells the king, don't be deceived with these tears from my eyes. I'm not crying because I'm dying. I'm not crying because I'm leaving this world. I'm crying because I've only got one life. And I'm sacrificing this one life for this iman. I wish I had iman equal to the hair on my body. I wish I had life equal to the hair on my body. I'm prepared to sacrifice all those lives, but I'm not prepared to leave iman. Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala, he's saying to her, leave Islam, otherwise it's going to kill you. Leave Islam and do what you want to do, but I will not leave Islam. Because they gave everything for Allah. The iman was became powerful in their heart. That is why we are saying, my dear brothers, that spend our life and spend our wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will do this, then the value of iman will come. The value of Islam will come because we're spending our life and wealth in it. In whatever we will spend our life and wealth, the value of that will come. That is the condition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever we will spend that, that love will come in the heart. That is why we ask to go out in the path of Allah, sacrifice our life and sacrifice our wealth. Sahaba ikram, my dear brothers, in the battle of Tabuk, so they sometimes we say, oh, me, I got nothing. But Sahaba cried, they had nothing. They said, how can we get something to give? For the first time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made an announcement, now you bring your things and come to. There was a Sahabi. Ulama Ikram say, he did not have the legs too, and he did not have one hand. He said, what I'm going to give? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, we must give. What I'm going to give? So he told his friend, take me to the Jew. He went to the Jew. He says, I'll take out water from the well. I'll take out water from the well and you give me something for that. So how you do? He said, you don't worry. He put the bucket, he sat on the well wall. He put the bucket inside. And he should pull the bucket up like that with one hand. And then with his mouth he'll hold the string, take the water and throw it into the canals. Until he got some khajur, some dates. He took these dates and went and gave it to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is my contribution, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is my contribution. A sahabiya comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My entire family has been sacrificed for deen. I've got nothing to give. Here, take this baby. Use this baby now in the path of Allah. So what are we going to do? Use it as a shield. That when the arrows are shot at you, that you can protect yourself from it. The desire to give for the deen of Allah. And when they could not go out in the path of Allah, Quran says they came back crying, Ya Allah, why we did not get accepted? Why we didn't get accepted? What wrong did we do, O Allah? We didn't get accepted. Today, my dear, we don't get accepted, we're happy. My money that stays in my pocket, I'm happy. Hey, slali de maal. At least I got something now, I can do something with it, buy my airtime with it. Sahaba cried when their money was not used. They were more happy when the money was used in the path of Allah. My dear respected Alim brothers, we have come out in the path of Allah. We have come for this program so that we make this niyat, my dear brothers, that my life and my wealth belongs to Allah. To get this jannat, Allah has bought our life and our wealth. To get jannat, Allah has bought our life and wealth. It does not belong to us. We have to use it how Allah wants us to use it. So for this, my dear brothers, the elders are saying, not we say give the whole life because we are not ready for it yet. The first opportunity we go for 4 months. For 120 days we go talk about Allah. We talk about Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We talk about Akhirat. We do amal for 120 days. We stay in the environment of the masjid for 120 days. So that something happens in our heart. See, when a child is born, before when it's reconceived, it takes from one, first it is a blood clot of blood, then it is made into a flesh, and then it is made into the form of a human being, then Allah puts the ruh, the soul. So similarly, when we go out for 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first takes out all the rust from us, all the dirt from us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the beauty, the dung, the qualities to do the work. And then Allah ta'ala gives us the beauty of Iman. 120 days. We go and spend in the path of Allah with our life and our wealth. And then, my dear, we come back and we do training in our area. the five amals. Like we spoke, they spoke about it yesterday, to do these five amals. They look very simple. But it's got very big power in it. Take one tablets, go to the doctor. Doctor say, I got a headache, very severe headache. The doctor give you one tablet. Hey, doc, you're crazy. Such a big person like me, you're giving me one small tablet. And I got headache, not stomachache. What I got? Headache, not stomachache. I'm going to take the tablets and go into my stomach. But nobody will say the doctor that. My dear brothers, we believe the doctor will give us the tablet will cure us. These five amals our elders are telling us to do, it's for our protection of our iman, that we die with iman, and to change the environment in our area. To change the environment in our area, if we do it with istiqamah, with steadfastness, Allah will change the environment. Inshallah, we'll finish this now. Give one kal guzari and then we'll make tashkil. It was in India, we went to one place in India. The brother was giving us kal guzari. He says, in this area here, people should do so much of wrong. Gambling, zina, fighting, stealing. So much of wrong. Muslims, not non-Muslim, Muslims. Some jamaat came, they made my tashkil. I went out for 4 months. I came back. I started making that effort there. Nobody wanted to listen. People should swear me. People should chase me away. But I continued with istiqamah. I continued till alhamdulillah, my father got ready. And my father started doing it with me. And after a little while, a few of us got ready. He says, in 2 years, alhamdulillah, in 2 years, the whole environment changed. Alhamdulillah, those who are gambling, stop gambling. The people who are doing wrong, stop doing wrong. The environment changed in an entire area. And alhamdulillah, when we went there, the masjid was full with people for salah. So if we will do this in our areas too, my dear brothers, Allah will change the condition. Allah will change it. And then every year we go out for 40 days after we spend 4 months, every year, to go out, like how we have to take the car for repairs, is it not for maintenance? We could go out again for maintenance. So inshallah, we are all ready for this, inshallah.